Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. Every year the politicians in Sacramento get together, you lose a little bit of freedom. Living in California, that means you don't get to have as many rights as those living in other states. Let's take a look at some of the new restrictions. For some reason, while people in other states can buy furs, AB 44 bans the sale and manufacturing of new fur clothing and accessories. You can still buy fur clothing if it's used, but big trouble if it's new. Now, my wardrobe, it's overall very simple. I don't own any furs because it's just not my look. But why are we passing new laws that ban a material that human beings have used since, well, the Stone Age? Moving on, there are some laws that will take effect after July, and one of them could be a disaster for the firearms industry. It allows the state attorney general, local prosecutors, anyone who suffered harm as a result of gun violence in California, to sue firearm manufacturers. I'm surprised this hasn't gotten more attention. Similar to the state's attempt to make it more complicated to purchase ammo, this is a backdoor way to undermine the Second Amendment, and it targets an industry in an unjust, biased way. Using the logic of this law, you could sue Hershey's for getting obese off their chocolate bars. This law also allows the gun manufacturer to share in the responsibility for when a criminal uses a gun to commit a crime. Totally ridiculous. More meddling in our local business. With AB 2011, it aims to boost housing by turning unused retail space into homes and communities. It also goes into effect on July 1st. Humboldt County changing quietly and quickly. It doesn't make sense to use the law to convert retail space to homes, as it presents a wide range of problems and logistics, questions that traditionally would be handled by local people on committees. While it may sound nice, it's really just another way Sacramento dissolves local leadership. You need weeks and maybe even months of local committee hearings just to put in a new stoplight at an intersection. How are local leaders supposedly going to adequately make decisions with Sacramento pushing us to convert retail buildings into low-income housing? There is incredible testimony coming out right now from Arizona investigators about how that recent governor's election was stolen through voter fraud, and the evidence coming out about dark money from fake mortgages and the bribing of politicians and other important people is very troubling. I recommend keeping an eye on Arizona, because some of what we are hearing about drug cartels funding politicians and judges is probably happening in Sacramento too. It's too soon to prove it, but definitely keep an eye on the investigations in Arizona. I know I will. This has been Anthony Mento with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.